Okay, and welcome back. It's a pleasure to spend some time with a friend of mine whom I've not been able to meet face-to-face yet, but I'm sure many of you feel the same way I do, that he has certainly touched upon a means of communication that has never been taken to such heights before. He is David Dees. His art appears at Rents.com, of course, and all over the place on the internet. He has done things that few people can do with imagery. A picture is worth 1,000 words, in David's case, perhaps 1,000,000 words in some cases. Are you there?
I am here. I'm in Sweden.
I know. It's awfully early, and you sound awfully alert.
I'm very alert. It's a cold, crisp night here. Today, I suppose the chemtrail planes let us alone. We had a crystal blue sky. It was freezing weather. We had about 2 foot of snow. And I was walking through the park next door, and it was absolutely amazing. So
that's nice. I'm very happy
about the global warming.
Yes, that warming is something else. Isn't it amazing when we who know about these things look up and actually see a real, honest blue sky again? It used to
it's
be that
pretty.
Way when we were kids, remember? See it all
sure.
the time.
Yep, it's great.
Have you been sprayed a lot regularly over there lately?
Well, we've been having a lot of cloudy weather and snow, so one day when there's a clear blue sky, you know, that's the only time you see it. And sometimes, yeah, they'll wipe it right out.
So yeah.
It's brutal.
Yeah. David's art speaks for him. He doesn't use text, rarely, doesn't need to. He talks all languages to all people who care, and he even speaks to those who don't care because they get it. We can talk about many things. What we're going to do this hour, among other things, is discuss some of his more recent works and kind of make these into pieces for theater of the mind, as it were. But you can look at the top of Rents.com for the Dees archive and just go through his astounding collection of contributions to awareness, which is what they are, and a call to arms, so to speak, not the kind that fire bullets, but the kind that fire ideas. And that's the kind of arms we need to take up against the evil that is running the planet. First up, if you do look at Rents.com, you'll see that Ernst Zundel is finally out. And the graphic up there tells the story. After 7 years. Tell us more about your relationship with this whole Ernst Zundel epic political torture, which is really what it was, of the man?
Started for me with 9/11. When I woke up to 9/11, I went through studying a series of conspiracies, and when I finally, it was about 2.5 years ago, I said, you know, now I'm going to study the Holocaust. And of course, I'd heard Ernst's name before, and when I finally really dug into the Holocaust and studied the evidence, I found that it fell apart very fast. And here was Ernst sitting in prison for seven years. He was just let out Monday, yesterday.
Yep.
And I became friends with his wife, emailing back and forth. She has a newsletter that's amazing. Zundel's site is the website. And so I just did this piece here that shows him. It was a few years ago. He's dressed in a convict outfit because he was sort of doing a parody on being having to go to prison. Well, he ended up in prison. The Zionists made sure of shutting him up because he had reprinted a very explosive and convincing book called Did 6 Million Really Die? And they don't like when you do that. So this book is banned in Germany and many countries. And so when he printed that book and put it out, they didn't like it. They grabbed him up illegally, as you know, and they, in America, took him to Canada and then shipped him over to Germany and put him in prison.
He was in solitary confinement in Canada for close to 2 years and abducted from his home in Tennessee. The whole thing was quite clearly orchestrated at a very high level or low level, however you want to look at it. He was taken to Zionist Germany, which is basically Germany today, unfortunately, and put through a kangaroo trial. His attorney, Sylvia Stoltz, trying to defend him by presenting evidence, was cited by the court for Holocaust denial and hate crimes, and is herself in prison as we speak. That's how insane things have gotten. And as David mentioned, Ernst Zundel didn't write the book, Did 6 Million Really Die? He simply reprinted it, a small book, and asked questions.
Absolutely. And what you said was Sylvia Stoltz is in prison because she, during the trial, she brought up the evidence that was supporting his case. And that's illegal to talk about that in court, and so they arrested her, too. So, this is science fiction. It's beyond disgusting, and, what can we do?
Well,
we can do some art about it. You know?
Yeah, well, you do.
The art looks pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's wonderful, as always. It tells it exactly what it is. Mannheim Prison at the top. Zundel, just actually on the right, as he got out. March 1st, he is, Lady Renew wrote, Michelle Renew from England, wrote that she was there, and he was walking proud as always, looked very good, healthy.
Right.
Obviously, after you have 7 years of your life stolen from you, it takes a while to get back into the step of society at large. Ernst has said that to make sure that all of you know, he will be on this program first when he begins to speak about his ordeal, and I will not push him in any particular direction. He'll speak about what he wants.
Wow.
We all know the story, and if you don't know the story, I hope you avail yourself of the chance to learn the story about what simple freedom of speech in this planet, on this planet, in this day, in this age, in this time, can do to people. And Sylvia Stoltz is not the only one. Germar Rudolph, a scientist, is in prison for simply writing about World War II history as he had discovered it to be in his factual research and examination. Last thing I'll say, and then I'll stop talking for a moment or two here, is that I have called for an end to all of this, Holocaust denial and everything. Let's put it to bed. And the only way to really do that is for an honest, forensic, scientific, nonpartisan, academic investigation of what really happened in World War II. Let's find out. Let's let the truth take us where it will. Let's put it all to rest once and for all. But you know that's not going to happen. All of you listening already know that. Because certain vested interests have too much at stake keeping the story, as we've been told since birth, practically, and indeed before that in some cases, as it is. All right, David, but this issue of a man withstanding, absolutely, in my opinion, the most evil aggregate of power on the planet and then walking out of prison is another example of human heroism.
That's right. And I would like to tell everybody that if you believe 9/11 is an inside job, you must investigate the Holocaust. It's going to blow your mind. I'm telling you, it's something you need to look into. But moving right along, there's another piece of art that I did recently that I'm looking at right here, and it's the one with the child eating aspartame.
Yeah.
And I guess if I was going to describe this, the image most of the image is the child's face, and his eyes are rolled back in his head. But actually, they're kind of spinning around with this with the logo of aspartame, red and purple irises, and his skin is zombified. It's cracking apart. It's breaking. His teeth are all rotting out. He's got a huge smile on his face. He looks like he's in total
bliss,
toxic bliss. Right.
Yeah.
The top of his head has been cut off, and so his brain is showing, and the top of coming into his brain are pouring different soda drinks. There's a Coca-Cola, there's a some sort of Mountain Dew color, you know, with sort of a lime green, and there's an orange, and there's a Fanta grape. There's Lifesavers because they're putting aspartame, they're sweetening aspartame in Lifesavers now. All this is pouring into the top of his brain, and it's all sparkling because he's getting a huge sensation from the neurotoxicity of the chemical,
right?
And around him is all these things I just described: the Pepsi, the Kool-Aid, the Jell-O. It's all different colors, and
so much makes the point. Just almost at a glance, the colors, the toxic excitement of it all, and these kids, of course, being sacrificed on the altar of big money. These are just a few of the thousands upon thousands and thousands of products that have aspartame, which has been renamed by Ajinomoto, the company that owns it now, a Japanese company, into another incarnation, another... Well, we'll get into that in just a minute. We're talking to David Deeds in Sweden, the absolutely gifted and unparalleled political and social commentator and artist whose works appear at Rents.com and many places on the internet as well. We'll be right back with David in just a couple minutes. Back to our conversation with David Deeds. The new name for aspartame, and I've been on this subject for literally 15 years now, is amino sweet. Two words, amino and then capital S, sweet, spelled as one word. The Ajinomoto Company of Japan and Europe has been the owner of aspartame for a number of years now, and they've decided to rebrand it. So it's now Amino Sweet. And get this from their homepage, talking about David's art and the little kid with his head being just drenched in these incredibly toxic aspartame sweetened products, which have not just aspartame. Think of all the food and drug approved dyes and colorings. FD&C number 40, for example. I knew one scientist who wouldn't even let it in his laboratory. It was so toxic. Not even to work on it, didn't want it around. Here are the benefits of Amino Sweet from Ajinomoto. Amino Sweet is a low-calorie sweetener that tastes exactly like sugar. It is made from two building blocks of protein, just like those found naturally in many everyday foods, such as meat, fish, cheese, eggs, and milk. Amino Sweet is digested by the body in exactly the same way as these other protein foods, and so does not bring anything new to the diet. Now, I would challenge all of you to simply type in aspartame danger on any search engine and start reading, and you'll figure it out. So, David, we do our best, and that piece of art was and is a classic.
It's a great one. I really appreciate all the compliments you gave me. I'm humbled, but... Well, I just do it to entertain people and to wake them up to all these dangers we have around.
They're not compliments, they're simply statements of fact, and take them as you will, but there are a lot of people out there who would like to shake your hand, so I'm just passing it along a little bit. All right, let's talk about another piece of amazing art that you did.
This one was inspired by one night you said you called him the teleprompter in chief, and I burst out laughing. And so I said, "I've got to do something with that." And it was at the same time I was looking at dressing him up like the Joker. So I put the two together. Well, you go ahead and tell him what it is.
Well, he's talking about Barkey himself, Barack Hussein, CIA Obama, and read the story at Rents.com. In fact, look at the top feature, second feature. Pastor James Manning nails it. He just tells it like it is. He was recruited at Occidental College in California. He's been on a CIA fast track ever since, and he's in the pocket of all the big boys who are running the planet into the ground. Here's a picture of Barack Obama with the face of the Joker. He is looking at one of his three teleprompter screens, and David has very cleverly put the script as Obama would read it. So you'll have to look at it backwards because we're on the opposite side of the transparent teleprompter screen. And it says, "I'll stop the war." And the second line says, "The dollar is strong." And the third line says, vaccines are safe. So three key messages that this zombie just mouths over and over again, not necessarily personally, but his, quote, administration does. But he is, in point of fact, the teleprompter-in-chief. Now, if he'll just listen to his doctors and stop drinking and smoking, of course, I hope he continues. But that's what they're telling him to do anyway. He admitted, by the way, to doing cocaine a long time ago. Of course, Larry Sinclair will tell us it wasn't quite that long ago.
Right. Teleprompter-in-chief. The next one was, we're just pulling these up because I picked out a few that the recent ones that I did. This is actually an older one, but I reworked it a little bit. It shows Charlton Heston as Moses, and he's in front of a gun show. And he has his hair blowing back, and he's certainly having a spiritual experience, but he has one of the tablets like of the Ten Commandments, but one of them, and it says the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And he's holding an old style,
flintlock.
Yeah, flintlock. And he's kind of glowing because, you know, this is the philosophy that we need to adhere to. There's tons of people going in the front door of Dulles Expo for the gun show. And on the roof, on top of the expo there, you can see these two police, undercover police, I suppose, and they have binoculars and are looking at the crowd. And then above them, of course, is the helicopter, black helicopter, all keeping an eye on these people that just want to get guns because they want to take the guns away from us, right?
Of course they do. And every single time in history when a populace has allowed its government to take guns away, the population has suffered terribly. Tragedy after tragedy. It's an absolute fact. There are communities in the United States, the formerly United States, that pass laws which say, in Kennesaw, Georgia was the first one, every home in the town must have a firearm. And guess what happened to the crime rate? It practically vanished. And in every country where guns have been taken from the citizenry, what has happened to the crime rate? It has gone through the roof. From Australia to Great Britain, it doesn't matter. Look what happened in Russia. Look what happened in Germany. Guns are absolutely... Well, that's why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in there. Let's just leave it at that.
Right. Well, if you saw Bowling for Columbine, that was before I was woke up to all this. And so, I bought the whole thing. Remember when he goes and he puts the photograph at Charlton Heston's house? And Charlton Heston is now responsible for, these people being killed because, he's supporting the concept of everybody having guns.
Right.
So, we're going to a break.
Yeah, we are. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And it's when you've got someone breaking into your home, what do you think you're going to do? Reason with them? I don't think so. Even if you don't get a gun, I urge all Americans to apply for concealed weapons permits. Even if you don't have a gun, exercise your constitutional right and get the permit. Let the government know that you care about your Constitution. Use it. Honor it. And we'll be right back. Okay, and back with David Dees. Sorry, the site is apparently down at the moment. Not surprised. Here we are with David looking at some of his art. But keep in mind the radio broadcast is up, and the archive will be up, of course. And David's archives, and we're not actually looking at pictures. We're doing a little mental drawing and creativity here. David's archives are up at the top of Rents.com. Just look for D's Archive. And by the way, David's brilliance, you didn't hear that word, David, can be yours if you've got a book, a DVD, you need some illustrations. This man is available, and we would urge all of you who need any kind of artwork at all or website design suggestions, that kind of thing. He doesn't do the software work, but he can sure give you the colors and the ideas and the concepts. Contact David, because he is open. David has, as have all honorable citizens of the planet who seek to identify evil, David has, like yours truly, and perhaps and probably many of you, paid the price. The Zionists have gone after him. They have gone after him where it hurts most people the most, in their income streams, in their pocketbook, by threatening clients, potential clients, and others. I was threatened recently. Our network was threatened twice directly in the last 3 weeks. So these people are vicious. They're cruel. What happened, David? Any specifics you want to share with us?
Well, you know that my background, Jeff, is in advertising and children's book illustration.
Right.
And entertainment. I lived in L.A. for 20 years. And one of my biggest clients was Sesame Street Magazine and Time Magazine for kids. And I just did, Sesame Street said that I was their number one artist. And I was in their magazine and their books for 15 years. And as soon as I started in with the Holocaust illustrations and the Zionism, really pushing that, I got the message: stop it, take us, stop all this,
you're toast.
Actually, before that, I actually got an email from somebody that says, the way you're going, your freelance career is in very big jeopardy. And I wrote back and said, well, I wish it would because I'm so busy right now, as I wish something would slow it down. Well, I got my wish, because the big publishing houses are all Zionist-owned, as you know.
Sure.
And they kind of blacklisted me. So I'm working now for independent authors and books and projects and advertising, which I really enjoy, actually more. But I am looking for work, so.
All right, that's an opportunity for any of you who have any need for any kind of artwork. I'm serious now, whether it be even a portfolio for yourself and you want some kind of special treatment for it that David might be able to contribute to. Let's reach out there and support this brilliant young man and stand up to the evils on the planet who actually do this. They blackmail, they threaten, they will destroy careers at the drop of a hat if the people involved don't play ball and lay down. So
right,
hope all of you will reach out. David's look at the top of rents.com. You can click on that banner, go right to his website, or just go to his website. It's listed right underneath the splash art at the top of the page.
Right.
Okay, the next piece that you want to talk about?
Yeah, maybe if I just briefly describe these, we can get through a few of them.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, this next one is the Copenhagen Treaty. I live in Sweden now for 7 years. I went actually down to Copenhagen and was in Copenhagen when they had that whole thing going on. It was quite a sight. But the illustration is of Obama is at the desk signing. In the bottom left-hand corner of the illustration, Obama is sitting there with all the other leaders of the mostly of Europe, standing behind him. He's signing this treaty, and it's in red. It's blasting out from this desk, and it's going around and behind him, and going through the front door of the Bank of the World. And the Bank of the World is exploding out the top. The whole roof is exploding up, and coming out of the roof of it is about a 15-story tall riot police guy with a gas mask, the whole riot gear, and he's got the sling blade. What do you call that? The Grim Reaper. He's the Grim Reaper.
Well, he's
basically
got a scythe.
He's the Grim Reaper, and he has the American flag on it. It's all shredded. It doesn't stop
blade
there. Behind him is the planet Earth wrapped in barbed wire. So It illustrates that the signing of the Copenhagen Treaty is going to bring in legislation that's going to destroy freedom as we know it and bring in this new world order.
The sad part about all this is that it's true. I mean, this is not just satire or parody or some kind of a stretch. These people are actively involved in the takeover of as much of the planet as they can get. These are just the front line, most visible part of the machine, of course, which has been planning this for a long, long time. All right, very good.
The next one is one of my favorites. It's Al Gore is a snowman, and it actually is a snowman. It's a picture of Al Gore over the face of it, and he's holding up a sign that says global warming, carbon taxes, CO2, you know, the whole scam. And in the pockets of the snowman are some money sticking out. You get the idea there. Behind him is a huge amount of snowfall, and there is a snow shovel truck. What do you call that? And it's got a polar bear driving it, a big giant polar bear.
Just a snowplow truck. Snowplow truck with a snowplow truck with a big blade on the front.
Snowplow truck. Yeah. And there's this big polar bear, and he's getting ready. You know, he's coming in, staring right at the snowman, getting ready to go over the top of Al Gore. Which, I mean, I just heard on your news that Huntsville, Alabama, has snow tonight. Okay,
yeah.
So I think spring starts in 2 weeks, and now you got snow in Huntsville, Alabama. So the global warming thing—we're certainly having some extreme weather changes. You know, I mean, the last winter in Sweden, we actually had snow for one time for 2 days. That was it. There was no ice on the sidewalks. And this year, at December 15th, it started freezing and snowing and has not let up yet. And it's almost 3 months of nonstop snow and ice. So it could not be more extreme weather changes. So,
hang on. Talking with David Dees about some of his art. And we'll continue with that right after this. Okay, welcome back. Glad you're along tonight. Still working on the site. Don't know exactly what's wrong, but let's hope it's something of a very short duration. So thanks for all your emails. They're pouring in, as they say. Talking with David Dees over in Sweden about his art. David, what's up next?
You know, I'm having a really hard time going through these quick because each one is almost like a movie in my head.
You
right?
can't. It's there. No, there's so much.
The subject matter is so vast.
It is,
particularly in this next one. It's an illustration of one of those huge shovels they have in Israel that they use to push over the houses of the Palestinians. And if you've ever seen a photograph of one, they're almost, they look like they're about 30 feet tall. Huh?
Yeah, it's a gigantic armored bulldozer with a huge blade on the front.
Yeah, and right above the blade is the symbol that me and you invented is the Star of David with the Z in the middle that stands for Zionism, because as we know, Zionism has taken over Judaism. That's a whole other subject, but
right.
I always use that to show this particular political group And it's not about being anti-Semitic, as I've been branded, which is a total farce. That's a lie. That's a fraud. I adore Jews that I've known my whole life, but I certainly don't adore Zionism, and I will fight them until I die. What they're doing to Palestinians is beyond reproach. Look at this illustration shows them pushing just buildings over, and people are you know, being buried. There's blood everywhere, and then behind them are some of the Jewish leaders, and there's also Obama in one of the Jewish hats. So that's a little bit of fun. I think that was your idea, wasn't it, Jeff?
I think so. I don't know.
Most people don't know this. When I'm working on these, I always send it over to Jeff to help get him to help me. He has incredible ideas. He always seems to put the cherry on top. And this in this case, you did this time. You took one look at it and you said, "Put a Jewish hat on Obama." So it really helps the piece a lot.
Well, I think the symbol that we worked on so long ago and has really circled all around the world is one of those symbols that is incredibly universally powerful. It's the Star of David with the Z in the middle of it, which really tells the story. And if you read the works of Theodor Herzl, he was the founder of modern Zionism, which is not a religious organization at all. It's a secular, geopolitical tool of subversion and all the rest of it. He said that Judaism must be made into Zionism. I'm paraphrasing. But that's a very apt symbol when you consider what he instructed be done and what has been done. So,
true.
Yeah. All right. It's a.
Can
it's
we skip down? I want to go down to the cow. This illustration.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, that's five down. That's the okay. Right.
This came about in a conversation with a friend of mine. She said she was not going to take the vaccine here in Sweden, but she didn't want to talk about it too loud. She says, you don't want to seem too clever here. You know, you don't want to seem like a cow walking the wrong direction. And it hit home so well. And I illustrated it showing a meatpacking plant, a really nasty-looking one that's got this canal that's the chute, a very big chute. You must have 1,000 cows going in. And in the foreground, you have this one cow that's turned around coming this way, and it's just out of control. It's screaming. It's screaming, don't go in there. You know, this is the one cow that realized what's happening. And I hope that everybody listening realizes what's happening and tell your friends about what's happening, because that's what this art does. In fact, a guy emailed me, and he loved this illustration so much that he's ordered a big print. All these, I can do a custom print of any of these illustrations. And I did, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Jeff, but I did 27 prints for Aaron Russo, signed prints that he had in his house.
Wow.
Before he died, and framed. But I can do signed prints of any of these.
Yeah.
And the fellow just ordered the cow piece. He says, I sent this to everybody, and I told him, I am that cow in that picture. And he says, I want that on my wall. So.
Listen, that's a very good thing. Let me underscore that very quickly. All of David's masterpieces can be yours in print form. I assume you'll sign them, too, if they requested.
Yeah, I have to do them one at a time. It's high-quality digital printing. It's amazing. They print up beautifully. Any size you want. And you can frame them.
A gift for somebody. Wow.
They're just one of a kind.
Yeah, they are. Go through the gallery, the D's archive, pick a print, and contact David and get one. That building is really ugly. You're right. Ooh, what an ugly building. A building of death. Mechanized, modern, chain production, factory farm death. Amazing.
This is true. The next piece we have to touch on, of course, is the flu vaccine playset.
Oh, yeah.
This is a funny one, but it's not funny at all. It's the colors, I used a lot of purples and greens. Green because it's so toxic, I suppose, but it's the cover of a playset. And I actually got an email of a guy who said, is this really exist? Can I buy one of these? It looks so real. It looks so real. It says the World Health Organization's flu vaccine playset. Does create autism and 27 diseases, you know. And it's all a lot of fun text. And then the big illustration is a photograph of this child, and he's holding up a syringe. Behind him is the playhouse itself, and it says vaccine clinic, and it's these kids playing in the playhouse. They look like they're about 5-6 years old, and there's a couple of them that are just laying on the ground. They're dead, or, you know, they're dying because of the vaccine serum contains mercury. It says squalene, aluminum, you know, live cancer viruses, all these things. So
it's all there, and if you have any doubts, just look up vaccine ingredients and start reading. MSG, formaldehyde, even our old friend aspartame is found in some vaccines.
And why would they put that in there?
Yeah, well, do some research, parents. No more vaccines, we hope. At least that's a decision that anybody who cares about their kids should come to. It's a great one. Flu vaccine playset. You can get this print for your home. I mean, any size you want, as we've just mentioned. That's
I'd like to see that.
That's amazing. Just remarkable. I mean, when David sends me the drafts of these, the first drafts run through, sometimes I'm able to help him with a few ideas. They're just, you just wonder where this inspiration comes from. Well, you told me once.
Listening to your radio show a lot.
Well,
you talk very visually. The next piece is the Fed, a great one. The Federal Reserve, and it's Ron Paul in the foreground, and that's a great picture of Ron Paul, don't you think?
Yes, it is.
And he's holding up a magnifying glass, and behind him is the Federal Reserve, and the magnifying glass is zoomed in, and in one of the windows, you can see Bernanke looking out, and it's a crime scene. There's yellow tape, yellow police tape around it that says "crime scene, audit the Fed," which I thought that was a nice touch. And then behind the and also in the sky there is there's a tattered American flag, and in the corner is the Washington Post, and on the cover of the newspaper it says "Zionist bankers loot America." And it's got a picture of, what's his name there, Greenspan.
Yeah.
So,
I remember
that's a great
that,
piece.
Well, that when it, remember the first run-through on that, and that window in the background with Bernanke. There he is. He's looking there, and that's the man. He's the guy who just threatened Congress last week. Again. Said, we're not going to print any more money for America's debt.
Of course not.
And that means the end, literally, as we know it. Financially, what's left of it, could be well on the way down the tracks toward us. Great picture of Ron Paul. You're right.
That's a great man. And I can't wait for Ernst to be on your show.
Well, the man has been writing letters to me for the better part of 7 years, and I just can't imagine anybody with any more internal honor and dignity and strength and courage than Ernst Zundel. He's been through it like few people can even imagine. No, they didn't waterboard him, but imagine going through a trial where your own defense attorney is not allowed. This is supposed to be a modern society. Your defense attorney is not allowed to present evidence in your defense because it's been declared illegal. It's a thought crime. It's a hate crime. So your own attorney ends up in prison. It's all preposterously absurd, but it's real, and it's coming here, folks, unless we all stand up and push back as hard as we can. They're waiting for us to quit.
Zionism. Take a look and see what's that is the New World Order. Zionism is the New World Order. That is the fuel. That is the engine of it. So
it's all
understand. If you understand why you're losing your freedoms, how you're losing them, and how everybody's being dumbed down with this TV set, right? I mean, this is how it's being done. It's a technical marvel. It's a grid that you're on.
Yep.
Television. Go ahead.
Television is the most vicious weapon ever unleashed on humankind, on the human mind, and David is absolutely correct. It is the New World Order, and it has been planned to be thus for a long, long time.
I suppose that the art does its job, and that it does, The way it's designed is like I told you, as little text as possible, so that it's all visuals and that you, it's like a puzzle you figure out.
Right. It also has a visceral reaction that you feel in the pit of your stomach many times. It's really remarkable.
Are we done?
We are, sir.
Well, can I give a plug?
Please.
Theseillustration.com. Please go there. I can do your book cover. I can design your advertising if you have products. I can design the package designs. I've done I have 20, 30 years experience in all this.
You've done it all. Thank you, David. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. He is really one of a kind, as all of you know. And let's support this man. Buy a poster from him. Buy one of his pieces of art. What a gift, huh? To someone who cares, or someone who's trying to care and figure it out. David Deeds. We'll be back.